Hello, welcome to NC Asia and American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sandy Ju and I'm your host. Today is episode 2 with Brother Tamran Inayat. Hello Tamran, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I am good. Thanks so much for sharing your life in the previous episode, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about your ministry today. Now, first question, can you tell us about your prior ministry experience?
You know, mostly my lifetime been in Pakistan, and we were running ministry, Gospel Vision Ministries, and my dad, he was the founder of that ministry, and I was helping dad, and his vision was to plant 5,000 house churches.
Wow.
In Pakistan, and so far almost 300 house churches we planted there, and church planting, that's our heart we were doing there, that was our experience. But church planting we were doing through the gospel crusades. And like Pakistan is Muslim country and the second largest Muslim country in the Muslim world, and it was hard for people to come in the church. Mm-hmm. And we organized the gospel crusades. We never use the word crusade. We use word campaigns or festivals that where believers and non-believers and Muslims and everyone can come there. And we invite on that kind of places. And through that crusades, we were planting the house churches. Just my recent trip was Pakistan in last year, and this year again, I'm going for Pakistan to do the crusade, and through crusade, we plant the house churches.
Mm. I remember you mentioned about the effectiveness in crusade in Pakistan.
Yeah.
So why do you think the crusade is effective in Pakistan?
You know, I believe that every country is different, but for Pakistan, I learned that crusade is one of the best way to share gospel with the non-believers, especially with Muslims. Like, it's no way that Muslims can come in churches. And 98% when you have population Muslims, that it's very less engagement with the believers and Muslims. But when you have gospel crusades, gospel campaigns, that kind of event that we do, the advertisement through the government sector, also through different many ways, and leaders and church leaders and political leaders, we involve them, and we do the advertisement everywhere, and then all of the people, they can come. Like a last hour event, we preach gospel more than 50,000 people. Wow. Within the 1 week.
Mm.
In Pakistan.
Wow.
In Pakistan. Mm. There's big things happening. And I believe that there is different way to catch fish. There is way to catch fish with the... You throw something to catch one fish, and one by one, and there is way to catch fish also to throw net. Mm-hmm. I believe that Jesus is coming soon, and we not have really enough time. Mm-hmm. We need to preach gospel on bigger scale also, where we are in one shot, we can preach gospel maybe 50,000 people or 100,000 people or bigger crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Both are important.
Right. Now, how did you become a pastor at the Point Church Urdu?
You know, that's really interesting. When we were in New York for probably in 2012, we were praying to God that why we are here. And then we become to know in North Carolina, there is no any single Pakistani Urdu speaking church. And it touches our heart, and it leads us to move from New York to North Carolina. We were living in North Carolina from last 6 years, and we were praying and traveling in different places, living in High Point and traveling in Raleigh, Cary, Charlotte, everywhere, starting finding people and families there. And from several years we were working in that area and establishing the families, and then we have two babies and life become more stuck, and we stay in High Point. And then it was 2 years before, and I met with you. We met several times, but I met with you, and you introduced me about the Point Church and about Pastor some other pastors, Pastor Chris, and you said that there is church and who have such a great vision, and then through you I met with them also, and then when I met with Chris, I feel that the same vision what they have, that's our vision also. And I was before that, I was feeling that that's 100% God's connection, and we start with probably like 3 adults and 3-4 babies, and we were sitting as in one circle and sitting and praying and have no idea how that church looks like, what will be the future, because it's not easy to establish international church here in America. But day by day and with a lot of people, they were praying for that church, and then it started existing and growing, and now we are thankful to God and for that church.
Amen. That's great. Now, Brother Tamna, you have ministry experiences in Pakistan and also in the United States. So I'm very curious about this. How is it different in ministry in the United States and ministry in Pakistan?
I think so that the both places there is different also. Like in the period of Jesus' time, when Jesus, he was on earth, the word came from Middle East to all over the world. Even in Europe, America, the word of God came from there. And then last several years, we can see that decades, we can see that word of God going from America to third world countries, Middle East, Pakistan, all over the world. America is great big country to sending the missionaries from here to there. In both sides, I can see some really good strengths also. Like in Pakistan, I can see there is desperation is a lot. There's a lot of people, those who are desperate, whether they are believers or leaders, a lot of desperation we can see in that countries. And here in America, the beauty is this, I can see that how this country is blessed. There's not just the desperation also, there is God bless this country with a lot of resources also. Like there is less resources in Pakistan. Here in America, there's a lot of resources. And I believe that some point if Pakistan and America, they can serve together and we can fill that gap, the lack what we have in Pakistan or lack what we have here in this beautiful country here in America, we can cover that thing. Like America need to send more missionaries in Pakistan. Pakistan need to receive more missionaries. That's big field. But now, like a whole world is coming here in this country, in America. Mm-hmm. And we can see that God is sending missionary here in America. How mm-hmm. missionaries, they were going from here to all over the world. Mm-hmm. Now, all of the world is coming right here in America.
Yeah, I like the picture that you said. It's not just America sending missionaries and giving to Pakistan or the third countries, but now it's the world has changed. Mm. The America needs to partner, cooperate with Pakistan and other countries. Mm. So as a co-partners for Christ.
Amen.
That's good. What is God doing among Muslims and Christians in Pakistan?
You know, the truly how earlier I said that Pakistan is a strong Islamic country, 98% population is Muslim. But now at the present time, God is doing great, great work in Pakistan, especially in Muslims. Like the 98% statistics still tell that 98% population is Muslim, but that's not right. Mm. Now Christians, number of Christians are growing so fast. God is coming in Muslim peoples and changing their life through dreams and vision. Many, many Muslims, they are coming to Christ through dreams and vision. God is that much ready. Where we are not reaching, God is reaching himself through dreams and vision. And the second thing is that Muslim coming to Christ is because of love. And that's the Christian parts. Mm-hmm. We can see that Christian, when they are taking step and going to Muslims and sharing gospel with them, making relationship and helping that people and loving them, and that is changing their life. Two major reasons Muslims, they are coming to Christ. One, dream and vision, and second, someone love them. Mm.
That's good. Now, what's the vision and value of your ministry?
You know, for the vision is that to reach and share gospel with the local, international, especially Muslims, through their culture and language, and share gospel and tell them about Jesus. Not just the Islamic Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for us on the cross and rose on third day. And there is only way for salvation, and that's Jesus. That's we like to tell to Muslim friends. Mm-hmm. And that's our vision. Because we know that they know Jesus, mm-hmm. but they know Jesus from the Islamic prospect. We like to catch from that point. We like make as a bridge and want to go more deeper that what is actual Jesus. As a value, we can see that God is creator. God create everyone, no matter Christian or Muslims or whoever. God loves everyone. God is waiting for everyone, and God sent his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus died for every person. And when I see Muslims, I can see Jesus, that his hands are still open. When he was hanging like on cross, his hands are still open and waiting for every Muslims that they can come to Christ and accept as a Lord Jesus Christ.
What exciting stories of what God is doing at your church.
You know, there's so many stories that God is doing such a great thing in our church, the Point Church Urdu, which is located in Cary, North Carolina. And we normally have services on Saturdays. We like to invite you. Anyone want to come, they are warmly welcome there. And God is doing such a great, great things. That's the first Pakistani church, Urdu Hindi speaking church in North Carolina. And there was one couple, they came and they were living in America more than 50 years. More than 50 years. Mm-hmm. And Urdu and Hindi is their heart language. They sleep and eat and dream and talk and vision and everything in that language. And they wanted to pray, and they wanted to read Bible, and they wanted to service on that language. And a few months before, they know about this church, and they call me, and we invite them. They come once time, and then one time they came, and then they never stopped to coming. And now they are very, very such a great part of our church, that couple. And every Saturdays, they prepared the Holy Communion. They were living from long period of time here, never been to Pakistani church in North Carolina.
Wow, that's good. What are some challenges you faced or are facing at your ministry?
You know, this church, especially as a new church have always a lot of challenging. Especially number of people. Sometimes we have very good number of people, sometimes we have less number of people. Especially I request people that if they can pray for us, or if they can practically help for us, that's we need volunteers. Mm-hmm. We need people to come and pray for us and help us. We Slayaka, there is several things, small things and details which we need to be work, and we love to invite people, that volunteers and churches and believers, they can come, they can visit, they can attend the services, they can help us in different ways. That kind of some things we needed, and especially to reaching Muslim people, that's very challenging thing. And we have seen that the biggest reason those who are Muslims are here and they never heard the gospel. Number one reason is there's huge gap between believers and Muslims. And that's the one of the biggest challenge for us. We want to close and minimize that gap that both communities, believers and non-believers, especially Muslims, we can bring and close in one platform.
So if there is anybody who wants to come and help out, how can they find the information about your church?
First thing is they can come through that podcast also to you also. Mm-hmm. And then there is our website also, the Point Church. .com/Urdu. Mm-hmm. That's the website also. And we are on the Facebook also. You can search our name also, and you can find us from somewhere. And you can contact the Point Church also, and they can guide you. You can tell them we like to serve the Urdu church, and through that we can connect it.
Great. My last question is, how does discipleship look like at your church? How do you raise up leaders and workers?
You know, leaders, we can raise the basic concept like I will do, you can watch, I will do, you will help. And third step is that you can do, I can help you, and then you can do, I can watch you, or you can do, someone else can watch you. It's like a very new church, and we love to train people that basic things that they can do. And in the church and outside the church also, there is several trainings are happening. We give like we call vision tour. That's also training. What is Islam? And we whole day spend with the Muslim or international friends. We can go in their homes. We can go in mosque. We can go in international grocery stores. And that's just for one day, for a couple of hours, like a 3-4 to 10 hours. That kind of format we have one day. And then there is like a 1 month format also we have, and that's like once a week we can give training to local churches or anyone who wanted to get the training. In that training we train them what is Islam, who we can make a relationship with Muslim people, and how we can witness or share gospel with Muslim people. And then third, the last one is how we can train to others to reach international community. And we always call that there is four major things to reaching Muslim people, and more main four major points that that's prayer, passion, preaching, and patience. That's four things we must have in our lives to reach Muslim people.
Okay, can you tell us the four things again? Prayer.
Yeah. All are start with the P.
P, right.
Prayer. A lot of prayers need to reach Muslims. And then second is passion.
Passion.
We need to be passionate to reach Muslim people. Right. And third is preaching.
Preaching.
We need to pray and passion and preach. Preaching is very important. Relationship with Muslim people, wonderful. Mm-hmm. But relationship cannot change someone. Gospel can right. change. Mm-hmm. And we need to preach gospel. Mm-hmm. And then fourth one is patience. To reaching Muslim people, maybe one profile, it takes several years.
Wow.
And that's why you need a lot of patience. Prayer, passion, preaching, patience. Mm.
That's great. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.